Our next story on The World is about a Red Sea resort and its unwanted guests. The town of Eilat is at the very southern tip of Israel on the Gulf of Aqaba. Tourists flock there to enjoy the sea and the snorkeling. They are welcome, but one local man is on a deadly mission to keep away a different kind of visitor. Daniel Estrin has the tale.
Eilat, 7 a.m. The ocean is still. The tourists are fast asleep in their hotel rooms. One man, approaching retirement age with a baby face and sparkling eyes, makes the rounds of the city in his white pickup truck. Every once in a while, he stops, rolls down the window, looks through the sight of his hunter's rifle, and shoots. Did you see him? He asks. Now they've learned. We'll call him Yoram, even though that's not his real name. It isn't even 8:30 a.m., and there are already four dead. Residents and tourists are beginning to wake up, so Yoram carefully places his rifle in the back seat, puts on a CD of oldies music, and calmly drives downtown, as if he didn't just finish a killing spree on the outskirts of town. The victims of this killing spree are not people. They're crows, a type of bird that is not indigenous to these parts. It's said that about 30 years ago, a ship from India anchored in the Red Sea port of Aqaba. On board was a bird known by scientists as the house crow. And ever since, every summer, the crows attack. These calls were recorded by the Eilat municipality hotline this past summer. For years now, residents have called in to report a range of violent encounters. A lifeguard at a beach hotel says a crow swooped down at his head nearly every day for over a month and left him with a bloody forehead. Crow attacks do happen in other parts of the world, but Tzadok Tzemach, manager of the Eilat Bird Observatory, says Eilat's species, the house crow, is especially cruel and especially vengeful. The municipality wanted to do something about these crows, so it hired a hitman. That's where Yoram entered the picture. He was the perfect man for the job. He served as a sniper in the Israeli army. Like any successful hitman, he lives a double life. When he's not out with his gun, Yoram is actually a peacenik. He teaches seminars on Arab-Israeli coexistence in local schools. But for 2 hours, a couple of days a month, he becomes Yoram the hitman.
At the moment, I'm doing it quite in a secret.
Yoram says he's killed about 3,000 or 4,000 crows over the last 10 years. Without publicity, without anyone knowing. And no one seemed to mind. Until one morning, this May, he shot the wrong crow. The crow that lives next to Daniela Schulenberg-Ortner, the city's number one animal rights activist. Daniela looks like you might expect an animal rights activist to look. She's got shoulder-length blonde hair with a streak of turquoise to match her turquoise eyeshadow and turquoise bracelet. In her free time, she directs the local branch of Israel's version of PETA. She's got 27 cats, 17 dogs, and yes, one crow. Getting back to that morning in May, Daniela got a telephone call from her 13-year-old son.
Well, I was out of the house, and my son called me hysterically that somebody is shooting at our house.
Daniela called the police, raced home, and hid under the table with her son. Then the police called back to say, "Don't panic, it's not a terrorist. It's just the municipality's sniper shooting some crows that attacked the neighbor. Nothing to be worried about." But Daniela was furious at the city.
We need to coexist with them in an urban environment and not kill them and shoot them. That's not a solution.
She wrote an angry post on Facebook. The Facebook post went viral. The local media picked up the story. And with that, Daniela has come to be seen as the one on a mission.
I am intending to sue the city and this person for what they did.
After Daniela published her story, the police set out new rules for Yoram. No more shooting inside the city, only on the outskirts. Now, when he drives around the city, he sees entire packs of crows enjoying immunity, and he can't do a thing.
I am the good guy. Unfortunately, with the crow, the only way they will understand is to shoot them.
According to the city's count, there are now about 260 crows flying around Eilat. That's it, just 260. But now that the police has ordered Yoram to stop the shooting inside the city, he says their numbers are only going to grow, and that there will be more attacks next summer. He says it's only a matter of time before the city begs him to get out his rifle again. As long as he keeps up with his work, his nemesis Daniela will keep up with hers too. And so will the crows.
Daniel Estrin reporting for us there. His story first aired on Israel Story, an Israeli radio show in Hebrew and English. Links to the show are on our website, pri.org.